it was a fairly close vote. But now that it's been won, I'm sure everybody will now gather around Roderick to try and push forward getting ready for the next election.
Is he the man for the job, though? As you mentioned, it was quite a close call between himself and Pippa Hackett.
It wasn't a very heated leadership competition, so there wasn't a huge fight over ideas in this. It was more a matter of emphasis. I think Pippa was standing on the basis of representing more sort of a rural background to the Green Party. Roger is standing on his experience and track record in government, and he's got 20 plus years in the Green Party itself. So it wasn't a heated sort of fight for leadership. And I think he does have a good track record. He was very effective when he was chair of the Green Party before the 2019 elections. So now everybody just needs to get into to row behind him as we get ready for the next election.
Will he have a tough job in his hands, Michael? I mean, the departure of Eamon Ryan and how the party did in the local elections, is the party stable? He will have quite a tough job ahead of him, I can imagine.
He will. So one of the big issues is that Eamon Ryan had huge name recognition. Even if people didn't like him, they knew who he was. There isn't the same name recognition for other people in the party, and that's something that Roderick and the rest of the party are going to have to tackle now. There are other issues too, the perception of the party being too urban. Those are all issues that need to be tackled over the next few months as, I guess, the country gets ready for the next general election. So it's a big challenge. But he's been very effective in the previous roles, and that's what we got to work towards.